Richard Bridge and Spider podcast.
This is insane, isn't it? All the papers are saying the Gold Coast Bulletin today, Smacker Packer v Dave the Brave.
Whee.
They're saying here it all kicked off with David Ginchell and James Packer everywhere over the news last night. Friends for 35 years. You know, like I said, they were known as Pingle, Gacker, Gingpack and Packle. That's what their names. They were close. They're very. That's a long friendship.
Were close. 35 years.
Yes, they were. But something was said that it was inaudible with David Ginchell from Seven. He's the big
sitting
boss.
On my balcony.
And he's not Seven, is he? No,
Ginchell
nine.
Channel nine. Yeah.
And James Packer. Something inaudible was said. And it was enough for Packer to turn on his heels and charge down his pal, his fists raised in front of his chest. I like this. Someone has documented that the first punch was thrown at 2:57.09 p.m.
Wow. There it is.
To be exact. This is a neighbour, Chris Walker, who lives next to James Packer, and what he saw.
Sitting on my balcony on a quiet Sunday afternoon, all of a sudden there's yelling and screaming out in the street, which is typically Bondi sometimes, but this was quite amazing. And then within a couple of minutes, another limo arrived, and next thing you know, two guys are out front of my house going toe-to-toe with a punch-up. I think Mr. Packer knew he was there and what was going to happen when he arrived. It was deadly serious. It was like two dogs going for each other's throat. They landed a few too.
Chris, were the Bondi rescue boys on hand at any stage during the fight?
They would not have been any help. Those two guys were far too big. They had a bodyguard and a limo driver hanging off their backs trying to separate them, and that didn't make any difference. I just think someone was hurt, very emotionally hurt, and was calling Mr. Packer everything under the sun for doing it. So I don't know what was done, but it hurt. I confirm that my neighbour has in their possession the teeth of one of the two people in the fight.
What do you do for a living?
Yeah, I'm a executive mentor. I work with leaders in business, trying to help them not do what happened out of front of my This is how not to exist as a corporate executive, so maybe we can learn from this.
Chris, you saw the fight. What we all want to know is, who won?
If you're a gambling man, I'd say Mr. Packer. Ultimately, nobody wins a fight like that. You know that.
Of course, because it wasn't pay-per-view.
Hopefully we'll get in contact with Chris Walker, the neighbour of James Packer. Really interesting stuff, but the photos, gee, he looks dastardly, doesn't he, James Packer?
Ooh.
He's got his big chin on him and he's all red and he's all
fired up, feisty.
And I'm sure Kerry Packer would only be turning in his grave to give his son two thumbs up to say, good on your son, that's the go. But it's interesting how a bodyguard and a limo driver couldn't pull them apart. And they're saying they were at it like two dogs. They were at it like two pit bulls that won't unlock. And you know the only way to separate two pit bulls once they clamp down. No joke. The only way to separate them.
No.
This would have worked. To pull them apart, you put a finger up their freckle. No joke. No joke. Worse for pit bulls. Imagine that photo, how much that would go for.
Yeah, it looks like the Titans are trying to bring more fans to the footy after disappointing attendance figures this season. The club's looking at secure about 700 extra car spots at Cbus Super Stadium and also around Robina on game days. And the Gold Coast Suns should look at doing something exactly the same. And we're asking the question 13, 27, 10. Would more car parks bring you back to the footy, or what would you change to get you back to the footy?
Trish and Talai, you think the Gold Coast are a bunch of whingers.
I think they are.
Yeah.
I've been. My husband and I have been members of Titans since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
We park at Firth Park. We catch the bus. We get off at the train station. We walk.
Yes.
Okay, we're at Talai. Some days we're home within 45 minutes of the game ending.
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky in that we're only close to the stadium. But if you had to park at the stadium, people would then whinge because it would take them half an hour to get out of the car park.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well,
Tricia, do you have disabilities? And I suppose people with disabilities and young kids, that's where it makes a big difference. And to wait in the rain, what would bring you back to the footy? Car parking?
No, mate. Bring the price of beer down, Spider.
Righto, thanks.
$7 for a mid-strength, I'm with you.
Bring the price of it, beer down, and Spider will be going as well.
Yeah, Hamish from Burley Waters, what would bring you back to the footy?
Mate, I've got no idea how you could police it, but with the young kids who can't last the distance of the whole game, but the dads that want to get the whole family involved, maybe have some cheaper tickets where you can maybe watch the second half of the game or something like that, that where we can make them more affordable for the whole family rather than sort of just turning up and then having to leave halfway through the game.
Good point.
Hamish, that's a great point, and we will be speaking with Graham Annesley, CEO of the Gold Coast Titans, in just a moment.
Oh, Jeff and Coomera, you're stubborn. You entered the game once and that was enough for you.
Yeah, about 4 years ago, I went and saw St George and the Titans play, and I swore, it was such a hassle getting out, I swore I'd never go back, and I haven't.
Oh, there you go.
This might drag you back, I reckon, Jeff. New car parking, that might be exactly what the doctor ordered.
And Ted in Broadbeach Waters is talking about my mum who's got bad arthritis, and you have a disability, so it's hard for you?
That's correct. I mean, it's just such a such a hassle to walk the distance. I don't need a wheelchair. But then the last straw at the MetroCon was I said I wanted to book a disabled spot. They said, bad luck, we don't do that anymore, first in, first serve. So we didn't bother going anymore. That was the last time.
Oh, okay. That's sad.
Joining us, car parking.
Joining us, the CEO of the Gold Coast Titans, Graham Annesley. A couple of really good points there, Graham. This idea of using some of the space at Robina has been brought about because of the crowds being a bit smaller this year?
Oh, no, look, this year hasn't really been a problem for us. And good morning, first of all. The team's playing well, obviously. So we had over 20,000 at the Broncos a few weeks ago. Ticket sales for this week with the Rabbitohs are tracking ahead of the Broncos game. So given good weather, we hope to have another crowd in excess of 20,000 this week. So the team's playing well, which is obviously makes it a little more enticing for people to come. But the most commonly heard complaint since I've arrived on the Gold Coast is just the inability to drive to the venue, and I fully accept that there are plenty of people who are very happy to use park and ride and the existing public transport options, but for all of those people there is equally a group of fans who don't come because they can't get to the ground under their own transport.
So what are you looking at doing? Are you looking at opening up extra parts around Seabus, or just using Robina as a part of a parking lot, I suppose, for the Titans games?
Well, look, we've been in discussions now for some months with Robina Town Centre about some of the land that is in and around the shopping centre. Obviously, we can't interfere with their daily operations, and we fully accept that. But there is some vacant land around there, which may open up some additional parking. There's no deal done yet. We haven't finalised the deal, but the discussions are going along nicely, and I'm hopeful that by later this year, or certainly for next year, we might be able to offer some additional parking.
Well, just to wrap up here at Gold FM with the CEO of the Gold Coast Titans, Graham Annesley, we had a great idea, Bridge and Spider and myself. We thought, well, if you do open up some parking at Robina Town Centre on the vacant land, maybe some of the money that people pay for that parking could go to local charities. For example, God FM's Give Me Five for Kids.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, you know, we're not looking at this as a way to generate revenue at all, because, in fact, if we do a deal, there'll be no revenue that flows directly to the Titans. We're just looking at accessibility and providing, you know, we're not talking about a massive amount of additional parking, but enough would cater for some of the callers that you just had, people with disabilities, people who aren't that mobile, people who want to bring families and can't, you know, drag them long distances by foot. And to that other caller who rang talking about the affordability, we have kids go free all this year, so he doesn't have to worry about how much it costs to bring his kids.
Oh, good. There you go. Thanks, Graham.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Graham Annesley, CEO of the Gold Coast Titans, with Richard Bridge and Spider.
I can't believe how much you've come in here today, how much you've wrapped yourself up. You may as well just swallow a bloody sheep. You've got that much wool and stuff on. You've got scarves, you've got jackets, you've got jumpers, you've got pants, you've got undercoats, you've got socks and more socks and big shoes.
Excuse me, because you have to be prepared, because what happens? All of a sudden it's a cold snap and everyone goes, oh, I'm not prepared, and then everyone gets sick. I'm keeping my chest nice and warm with my new owl. Oh. This has got owls all over. Isn't that nice? My new woolly
scarf.
Would like it. I got that with the $50 mum gave me for my birthday. Also, I have a lovely jacket in here I wanted to wear. I got it for $10 at a garage sale at Palm Beach over the weekend.
Wow. Doesn't look a cent over it.
Hey, this same one is similar online at Sports Girl for $189.95. Thank you very much.
Bargain.
So I wanted to wear that, but it's interesting because all of a sudden it's cold. Everyone was, when's this hot weather going to stop? When's it going to stop? It stops and everyone goes, what? I'm not prepared. I wasn't prepared at all, especially this morning. Instead of a multivitamin, the new way to wake me up is in the shower with the bum chick heats when it hits the cold tile.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a good way to wake up. Woo! Yep. usual little scream in the morning, but I wasn't prepared. So on the weekend, there was a lot of things I had to do in my house. I had to find my heaters and set them up because I don't have central heating people. No, I rent. And I had to put the electric blanket on the bed,
yes,
make sure that was all right and that was working. I had to get out all my Spencers and my thermal gear because I do wear them. I've already started wearing them. I've got matching ones too. Yeah, I've got red ones that have little ants all over them and the pants to match. And then I had to air out all my jumpers that I have in a treasure chest. And I had to wash on Delicate Cycle with wool mix all my fake fur coats and sheepskin jackets that I bought at Vinnie's, deceased estate. Smell like it. And then I had to find my Ugg boots as well. There's massive changes you have to go through. But I think one of the biggest changes of all is what to drink. I had to go from white wine to red and port and rum. Lots of changes. Very, very tough.
Now, Richard, can I borrow your hat, please? I'm thinking about chucking it in the ring.
What do you mean?
Well, you know how they always say chuck your hat in the ring?
Yeah.
Well, the Gold Coast Suns at the moment, they're down on big men. They're down on ruckman. Zach Smith's gone down. He had a knee reconstruction. Seriously, I'm being serious. He had knee reconstruction last year, and he does know when they're going to come back. Daniel Gorringe, who is out at the moment, and then they pretty much put all their ruck stocks into Tommy Nicholls, and Tommy Nicholls was injured over the weekend. So they're down on tall men, and we know that it's such an important part of the game. They are sitting fifth, and I reckon I'm in pretty much good enough nick.
Hang on. Mate, this comes from a guy who missed the Labrador Tigers' first game and can only turn up to one training session a week of that.
Yeah, but I've been flying at Labrador. I've been back. I've played a few games and feel good, kicking a couple of points. I'll probably need a little bit of accuracy, but that's not a part of ruck work.
I was going to ask the question, Bridge. I don't know if the Labrador Tigers would release you, but after you've reminded me of that, maybe they'll be happy to get rid of you.
But 291 games at AFL level. I'm seriously considering asking Blue McKenna if I can make a comeback.
Let the dogs out! Spider's in the doghouse. Again.
Yes, his beautiful wife, Cherie Everett. Cherie, have you just heard this absolute dribble with him flapping his gums?
Dribble is an understatement. This is I can't, can you pass me the coffee? Oh, I can't move. I play football, Cherie. I play football, you know. Oh, my God. So Peter toddles off at the start of the year and signs a contract to play football. When he comes home and tells me he's done this, I laughed. And I laughed and I fell on the floor and I kept laughing. I said, honey, every time you play football, you cry for a month after every game. No, I'm really fit. I'm going to go to the gym at 2:30 every morning. I'm really fit. Yeah. I've played 291 games,
exactly.
You know. Oh, my God. In the past. Do you know, I got my chemist bill the other day. He has spent more on anti-inflammatories and anti-inflammatory gel than what he gets paid. And he can't ask for him to play football. He pops the anti-inflammatories. I said to him, darling, those little orange things aren't M&Ms, they're anti-inflammatories. Like, you're supposed to have, I think, two every hour, not two packets every 5 minutes. And then the other night, this was the best one. So he played his football. I'd had a massive day. I was unpacking pallets and stacking them in storage shed. I had two little seven-year-olds under my feet. I'd cleaned all the windows. And he rings me up. I said, honey, look, I'll ring you back. I'm trying to get this unpacked before it rains. I've got the kids here. No, I really need to. What? What's so important? I hurt my finger. I hurt my finger, Cherie. I said, oh, my God. I hung up on him. Kept going. He rings me back. Are you serious? Like, I've hurt myself. I said, Peter, are you serious? You've hurt, what, your little finger? Yeah, I've hurt my little finger. Oh, my God. I've hurt it all. And then we get into bed that night.
Righty.
Can you just move the pillow? Oh, no, not there. Oh, yeah, that's good. So I propped him up in bed. He had all the stuff on. What? I go off and I'm having my bath and I just sink into the bath and think I'm going to stay here for an hour. Honey, I'm thirsty. I can't walk down those stairs. I'm really sore. Oh, my God.
All right. I won't make a comeback.
I said to him, here, look, I'm just going to do something with the pillow. Just lay there. Just try to stop breathing. I'll just pop it over your face. It's okay.
The man that witnessed the big punch-up yesterday at Bondi.
Yeah, he was the neighbour of James Packer. They're calling on the front page of the Gold Coast Bulletin. I love this. Whacker Packer, billionaire v. bestie in the Bondi brouhaha. And no one particularly knows at this stage what was said. Something was said in audible to nearby ears, and it was enough for Packer to turn on his heels, charge down his pal, and with his fists in the air, strike the first punch. And these guys have been mates for 35 years. They were known together as Pingle, as Gacker, as Gingpak, as Packle.
Chris Walker joins us. Mate, you were there. Where were you? What happened?
I was about 20 metres away, sitting on my balcony, looking down on it across the road in a box seat.
Wow, so you were the neighbour. So from what you saw, how did the fight start?
Well, it started with a phone call, and so it was a one-man fight for a start. There was a what I thought was a loony out the front, a crazy guy out the front of the house screaming. And then he said, I heard him say, I'm out front of your house, I'm going to knock your block off. And I thought, went to the ledge and looked out, and I saw he's on a phone. So it started a long time before any punches were thrown.
Look, I'm a massive fan, but how long did it take before there was actually some punches thrown?
I don't think the time between the door opening in Mr. Packer's car and the first punch could be measured with a stopwatch. Hammer and tongs.
And Chris, how nasty did it get?
Well, on a scale of 0 to 10, and in 10 being nasty, I'd say 15. They were out of control. It was not even it wasn't even a decent fight, you know. The roundhouse punches coming from... But no, there was nothing held back in that fight.
Oh, it was scrappy. And what about the teeth? Apparently teeth were found on the scene. Did you find them?
No, I didn't pick them up. My neighbour did, but and they've still got the teeth, and they've put a little note under Mr. Packer's door to say they've got some teeth, so it hasn't been confirmed that they're his.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Thanks for that very descriptive report.
Yeah.
Oh, what a punch-up.
Yeah, it was massive. And look, there's one now, and it's very interesting. I've just been down the press conferences. Jupiter's is holding one, and the Gold Coast Fight Night.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big main event. A lot of celebrities on the coast are in it, and it's going to be massive, yeah. And the first one, the media bout of the Gold Coast, it is between Warwick Kappa and Tanya Zieta. And it was funny because at the press conference we said to Warwick, do you think you can actually beat Tanya?
Well, Warwick Kappa sort of wears his heart on his sleeve. I do 21st, 40th, bar misters, even married a couple last year from Geelong. I was a celebrity celebrant because I was the first million-dollar player and probably worth every cent.
Aww.
And I've also played a bit.
Yeah, so that was this morning. And also for the featherweight, welterweight title, it's a local council bout, and it's Dawn British Bulldog Critchlow, which is a Southport, versus Bob Haymaker Lacastra. And we caught up with Dawn and we said, Dawn, any last-minute words for Bob? That's about it. And then, of course, we got the international bout, light to middleweight division, and that is against Tom the Mauler Tate and Justin the Whippet Bieber. And we asked Justin, are you looking forward to actually fighting in Australia?
I don't know if I've been to Australia. I've been to Australia? What kind of question is that? That didn't make sense. I was found on YouTube. I think that I was detrimental to my own career.
Yeah, so look, it's been happening all down there, but the main event, the big one, and this is what's going to bring the big crowds in. It is the heavyweight title of the Gold Coast, and it is between Clive the Coltrane Palmer in the red corner versus in the blue corner, Campbell Play Possum Newman. And we asked Clive Palmer, is he actually scared of Campbell Newman?
Never, 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 never. Never means never. Get up your dictionary and have a look what the word means. Never.
God FM, have a great day.
Richard Bridge and Spider, weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.